It's Thursday, May 16th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Authorities continue to search for a man missing from the Chautauq area. Food recalls for some certain cream cheese spreads sold at Aldi stores. Surrey County invites the public to a dedication, ribbon cutting, and tours at the new courthouse expansion. And we're striking out on the number of umpires. Good afternoon. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Authorities continue to search for a man missing from the Chautauq area. Rusk County Sheriff Jeffrey Wallace said 61-year-old Scott Link was reported missing by family on Monday. Investigators said it appeared Link left his Rusk Township residence late Friday or Saturday last week. It is not known what he was wearing, his mode of transportation, or which direction he headed. Local fire departments, sheriff's departments, and the DNR and State Patrol have been conducting water, ground, and aerial searches. Anyone who had contact with Link or know his whereabouts should contact the Sheriff's Department at 715-532-2200 and ask for investigator Steve Gronsky. Some varieties of cream cheese sold at Aldi stores in Wisconsin are being recalled for possible salmonella contamination. Raymond Newpert tells us more.
The cheeses are from Schreiber Foods and have sell-by dates from August 20th to September 22nd. The varieties being recalled are the whipped cream cheese spread, chive and onion, and strawberry cream cheese. Aldi says you should toss out the contents of the containers, but can bring back the tubs for a full refund. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Federal Trade Commission has ruled that non-compete clauses in employment contracts are illegal. UW-Madison Management Professor Martin Ganko says those clauses were designed for high-level executives or people with critical information about a business.
But it definitely does not make sense for lower-skilled jobs such as food workers or, you know, warehouse employees or people who are not handling any sort of sensitive information.
There are several pending lawsuits attempting to overturn the ruling, which currently is set to go into effect in September. Surrey County's courthouse expansion project is complete, and the dedication and ribbon-cutting ceremony is this afternoon. The public is invited to the courthouse in Hayward at the Kansas Avenue parking lot entrance. Tours start at 4 p.m. today. Organized baseball and softball require umpires. Ted Allen makes the call.
And after a dip in the count of umps during the pandemic, the director of training for the Wisconsin Umpires Association, David Ferru, says those numbers in Wisconsin are rebounding, but help is always needed.
Softball is still lagging a little bit. Baseball is getting back to those like 2010 numbers, but there still is a definite need for umpires at all levels, especially with the explosion of youth sports and club sports, traveling teams, things like that.
Ferru also stresses the need for younger people to join the umpiring field, as the current count of umpires is aging. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.